Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
People are always asking, what are some good whiskeys that are easy to find? Today, we're going to taste the top 5 selling bourbons worldwide and rank them from worst to best. So stick around. So before we get started, guys, got to take a moment to thank our Patreons. Oh, yeah. This channel is putting out great content, trying to help people who want to get deeper into the game. And the truth is, we could not do it without our patrons.
Absolutely. They are the ones who keep this show on the road.
That's right. And we did the math, and roughly 1/100 of 1% of people who have consumed this content are actually contributing on a monthly basis. And that just means that if you're a Patreon contributor, you are exceptional.
Oh, you're awesome.
You're statistically amazing.
Yep.
But it's not just a donation. We also have some great member benefits. We have bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, and giant discounts on merch. Mm-hmm. So it's not, if you don't want to join because of the benefits, you at least have the satisfaction of knowing that you support the channel and its mission, and we thank you. So if you're interested, check out the link in the description below.
Right.
Now, let's talk about some disclaimers.
Let's do it.
All right, so first off, we are going to be tasting the top 5 selling. These numbers were worldwide, and it's very difficult to compile this type of data, and the companies that do it, they don't always agree. So if you go looking, you might find that there's a couple of things that are different on our list. But this list was from liquorlaboratory.com. And I also have to say, we're going to rank them from worst to best, but it doesn't mean that any of these are bad.
Right.
It just means that they were our least favorite out of these 5.
Right.
And we always like to say everyone's palates are different, so leave space for people who disagree. Now,
right.
Let's talk about what the whiskeys are. Okay. Actually, we should introduce our show guest.
Let's do it, man.
So this is Jason Giles. He lives local here, and he is the founder of Rosewood. Is it bourbon or just whiskey in general? Because you have rye too.
It's bourbon.
Yeah, Rosewood Bourbon. Yeah, so amazing brand.
Super
and
good.
Lindsay is obsessed with his rye, but his bourbons are great as well. And we figured if we're going to do this kind of blind, we need a little bit more data. And he's got a palette that we could borrow. So
yes.
We invited him over.
Thank you.
So the 5 whiskeys we're going to taste today, gentlemen, are, and these are in order by sales volume. So the one that came in fifth
place. But not in order in our glasses.
Not in order in our glasses. We don't, Chrissy Lynn poured these for us. We don't know what's in each glass.
Right.
The 5th highest selling bourbon was Maker's Mark, just the regular Maker's Mark. The 4th was Bullet Bourbon. Not the 10-year, not the single barrel, just the regular Bullet. The 3rd was Woodford Reserve, and not the Double Oak. I know everybody loves the Double Oak. Number 2 was Jim Beam White Label. And the number 1 selling bourbon worldwide by sales volume was Evan Williams. So without further ado, we're going to taste these up. So spend all the time that you want smelling, tasting. What we want you to do is to have your rank, okay, based on flavor profile.
Okay.
And then we're going to tally it up, and we're going to talk a little bit about what each one is, how much they cost, what their proof is, and all that stuff. We're going to wrap it up. All right? And this is going to be fast-forwarded with some cool music, so take all your time you want.
Cheers. Oh, I need to cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Yes.
Thank you. See?
I mean, I mean, kind of a weird V. I think I did it. Okay. There we go.
Ah, I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a prideful goat, Glenn. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official whiskey wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And well, you can just add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup off the website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Hmm. Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glen Toppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. I don't want to mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can. Because
and on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
So on our far left, we have the lovely Vanna White / Lindsay Sullivan, who's going to be putting the bottles up here. They were covered up on the ground with a blanket arrow.
There you go.
All right, let's see what was on our far left.
Bullet.
Bullet Bourbon.
Okay. Interesting.
Which I ranked number two.
Same.
Me too.
Across the board, all three of us, number two?
Two. Number two.
Nice! All right.
Nice.
We're off to a strong start, people.
Wait a minute. This isn't two?
Huh?
This one's not number two?
That looks pretty close.
Oh, you know what? You're right. This was my...
Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, this was my number... Wait, no. You're right. This one was three.
Okay.
So we got two twos and a three.
All right. That's still pretty good.
That's still pretty good, for sure.
This is where it changes.
We have two twos.
No, we got two twos.
Well, not for me.
All right.
Or for you.
All right, so this one's my number one, the second one.
The second one is my number one.
It's my Maker's Mark.
All right.
And that was your what?
Number four.
This was Ooh. Four for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Our palettes differ there.
There we differ.
Okay.
This was the universal worst of all.
All right.
I think everybody agrees.
Yeah. Everybody.
What's the worst?
Everybody thought that the third one was the worst. This was fifth place.
Oh boy.
The color wasn't very nice.
What do you got? It's a plastic. Oh, white label.
Man.
Not a shocker.
I had a lot of that in college.
Not a shocker.
That's the one I did down the funnel.
Oh God.
Is it?
Which back when you were, 19, that was a lot harsher than it was today.
Yeah.
You probably could do that in a funnel right now and have no problem. Drive home completely sober.
We don't advocate for that. All right. What's number four? Number four.
It's got to be the Edmund.
Was number four for me.
Number three.
This is number three for me.
Me too.
Okay, so we got two threes and a four.
It's got to be the E-Dub right here.
Yep, that's the E-Dub. There we go.
You're right. Those were very similar.
Yeah. I couldn't tell the difference.
I had them side by side.
But I figured I would rank them by proof, and I did. All right.
Well,
yeah.
And for the fifth one, which was my number two.
Fourth.
It was your
number one.
All right.
Your number one and your fourth. This one we totally disagreed on.
All of us.
Yeah. Let's see. All right.
I thought you liked Woodford.
I do. I ranked it number two.
Okay.
He ranked it fourth.
I've never loved Woodford. I like it. I was just never loved it. And
I'm just curious.
It's not surprising for me.
I think I picked by cost almost.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah, this one was the most expensive by far. So let's talk about that. So the Maker's Mark, which let's do them in order from left to right. So the Bullet SRP, I paid $28.39 for it. It is 90 proof.
Okay.
And little interesting bit of information, Diageo has built a new distillery for Bullet on the site of the historic Stitzelweller distillery.
Mm.
So that's a bit of interesting bourbon lore. Maker's Mark's SRP was $27.15. Proof is also 90 proof.
Okay.
And a little interesting bit of information about Maker's Mark is they rotate their barrels in their barrel warehouses.
Yeah.
So most barrel warehouses are filled to the brim because barrel warehouse space is extremely expensive. And Maker's Mark has two things that affect the cost of the production of their bourbon. One is they can't fill up the barrel warehouses because they have to have space to move the barrels around. And two, moving barrels around is extremely expensive, but because they are...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Not as high production as some of the super large distilleries like Heaven Hill, they can't always blend the profile because they don't have enough barrels. So to create consistency, they got to rotate them. So they spend some time at the top, some at the bottom, some in the middle.
And I think that's literally why they're the most consistent bourbon on the planet.
Yeah. And then Jim Beam, SRP for Jim Beam was $15.89. Proof is only 80 proof.
Mm.
So basically water to the high proof drinkers. And Jim Beam survived the bourbon dark ages by penetrating foreign markets, and they help usher in the bourbon boom that we've all been, you know, a part of.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. By creating premium releases of Small Batch, which were Booker's, Knob Creek, Basil Hayden, and Baker's. And the fourth on the list was Evan Williams. SRP was also $15.89. Proof is 86 proof. And Evan Williams Distillery no longer has the same location for the still and its aging facilities because in 1996 there was a gigantic fire. The distillery was destroyed. They purchased the Bernheim Distillery that had been built but had not started production yet, so that they could continue their production quicker. And now when you go to the visitor center, you can't tour and see the still because it's not at that location. And there's also a rumor that at that time they started using Jim Beam's yeast strain.
Right.
But there's also a video of Parker Beam's son saying that he crawled through a window on a ladder and saved their yeast strain out of a refrigerator that was not destroyed. So I don't know which is true, but I can tell you that pre-fire Heaven Hill does not taste like post-fire Heaven Hill. It tastes like Jim Beam. So,
What about Woodford Reserve?
Woodford Reserve was the most expensive. Mm-hmm. It was $38.04 for a full 750. This happens to be a 375 because...
Those were cheap.
No, I did order these yesterday on Drizzly because I don't normally keep these. I keep the premium versions of all of this. And the store that I had found the first four on only had the half size bottle or a liter. They didn't have a 175. So, but yeah, I looked at another store location that had it. It's 38.04. The proof is 90.4. And Woodford and Old Forester are both owned by Brown-Forman Corporation. And they use the same mash bill and the same yeast, but Woodford claims to be pot still. But we know they are not pot still 100%, but they will not disclose how much is column still and how much is pot still.
Gotcha.
I've been to the distillery 3 times and done the tour, and I've never seen the pot stills running. And if you know anything about pots, to make the amount of whiskey that they sell,
they would
not be able to make that amount on the pots, and they're not always running. So you do the math. But yeah, so that's pretty much it.
I think it's kind of strange or surprising, but not surprising, that all of my top rate, like in ranks from highest to lowest, is the high proofs all the way down to the low proof.
Yeah.
And I was also amazed at how similar these all kind of tasted. And I think that happens when you proof something down so much. A lot of those characteristics that that set you apart really get muddled down, and everything starts to taste just like vanilla caramel water.
Right.
You know, in the end.
And so I think we can say this one was in first place, right? It was your number 2.
Yeah.
And
It was way back for me.
Okay, so we had 2 first place votes and a 4.
Yeah.
I
had it 4.
I had 1 and you had 2.
Yeah.
You had 4th.
Yeah. So
how'd the Bookers do? Or the Bookers, the Bullet?
I did number 2.
Mine was 2nd.
All right, so we'll definitely...
That might be number 1.
Yeah, Bullet may be number 1.
Be number 1, and then this may be number 2.
And then Woodford just barely behind.
Barely, 3, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Jim Beam was last.
Jim Beam was last. Yeah. So ranked worst from last, top 5 selling bourbons, Jim Beam, last place, Evan Williams, 4th, Woodford Reserve, 3rd, Maker's Mark 2nd, and Bullet 1st.
Yes, but Jim Beam is always number 1 in my heart. I just want to let that be known to the whole world.
Just let everybody know, because...
Just this particular bottle, something was weird with it.
It was 80 proof. That was the problem. Pickleback.
That was the weird part.
Yeah, it was 80 proof and only aged for 4 years.
Yeah.
You throw on an extra 6 years, an extra 20 proof, and this guy is beating down the door to get it because it's Knob
Creek. Because that's called Knob Creek.
Yeah. Anyways. Right. So while we have you here, Jason, why don't you let us try a little bit of your whiskey? Let us see the bottle, because you have a beautiful label.
I do. Here. It's Rosewood Bourbon.
Rosewood. Ooh, yeah. Look at all the...
They have a rye also.
The embossing on
Super
that.
Super cool. I love
it. Just
stuff.
Touch it.
You got to touch it and feel it.
Yeah,
really good. It's a true assessment.
It's a very, very nice label. Yes,
feels good.
Let's put it out here. And
so I bottle where you bottle.
Yeah.
We both bottle in the same place down at Gulf Coast.
You want to clear your glass?
Yeah. I have some barrels that I've been aging down there for two summers now. So these have almost 2 summers. But we're in August.
And this is. 8 year.
So this is almost eight. This one is 8. This is 8 years old. It's a heavy pour. And
it's your whiskey. You can drink all you want.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll make more. But it's 75-21-4. So
ooh,
it's kind of a high rye.
High rye. MGP.
MGP. It's got char barrel number 3. So you know, there's 4 levels.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up there at the top.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Very lovely. So, where can people get it?
Always on bourbonoutfitters.com. We're in Texas right now. We're rolling out to Colorado, Minnesota, Arizona, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, over the next couple of months, we'll be going to those distribution. We should be everywhere by, you know, the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So December 2023, you should be able to find it at least in those 5 states. But you can have it shipped to your door right now from Bourbon Outfitters in 43 states.
Yeah, 6 bottles for the same price as 1. You can't really beat it.
Yeah.
So you can load up on all your favorite brands.
Yeah, and do yourself a favor, check the rye out too.
Yeah,
rave reviews around here.
Yeah, the rye has this really interesting sweet tea component. So. If you're interested, go pick one each up and
buy a case
or you buy a case.
Yes,
it's the same amount of money to ship bottles to yourself from Bourbon Outfitters if you get 1 or 6 bottles. So, and they carry a lot of other great products too, as well as Prideful Goat. So maybe pick some of that up as well. But
I think they even have the goat.
And Gregarious Grump, my business partner's rum and
cognac and
brandy,
fun stuff.
Yeah, cognacs, armagnacs, that kind of thing. But anyways, if this is your first time tuning in, we want to let you know a little bit about our channel. We're all about bringing people together around bourbon. And that's something that's become important to me because I lost a loved one to suicide in 2014. And in the aftermath of my brother's passing, I was looking for ways to create community and connection because he had lost his connection to his community of friends before he passed. And I saw how bourbon was bringing people together. And I thought, maybe if I can get you connected to bourbon, bourbon will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others so you don't feel the way that my brother did when he took his life. And in that process, realizing that to create those connections, there had to be some sort of a forum. We looked into forums, and there was a lot of negativity and troll behavior on most of the forums that were out there. So we created Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a troll-free environment that fosters community and connections. And, you know, it's absolutely free. You can go to Bourbon Real Talk Community on Facebook and join anytime you'd like. But that experience also taught me that if those hateful people online can show hate to you even though they don't know you, there's nothing that keeps me from loving you even though I don't really know you. And that is why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
A whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blantons, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls running your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.